Seth, as we are about, you know, 24, 36 hours into this being a real possibility, are we sure that trading two of Eric Gordon, Clint Capella, and PJ Tucker to land Jimmy Butler is a good idea?
I am 100% positive that I'm not sure about that, but I am 100% positive that for anybody wanting to clamor to run it back, you also are 100% uncertain about that either. So Daryl Morey's MO has always been to compile and amass as many stars as possible. I think we sometimes forget that Chris Paul wasn't supposed to be the end product of all of that jockeying about. They were supposed to get Paul George or somebody to become a big three. I think that's what Daryl Morey wants. The only question becomes, all right, even if you do a sign and trade, if you trade away Eric Gordon and Clint Capella and PJ Tucker and try to hobble together the best first round pick you can to give the Sixers compensation to get Jimmy Butler back. Okay, that was a whole bunch of stuff I just said there. Basically, you're going to trade away a bunch of dudes to try to work it out that you can sign and trade Jimmy Butler. How do you fill a roster around them? Because then you're hard capped. There's only so much money you can spend. You've got the mid-level exception, but it's hard to say that you'd have as good of an overall roster. Yet you have your three stars. One of those three stars, actually two of those three stars, have had injury issues.
My gut feeling on all of this is the Rockets are coming across right now as very desperate. And I don't know that they should be as desperate as they're coming across right now. And you think about those three guys. I know Capella's had issues in the playoffs, but these are players who have had a pivotal role in your success
right. The
last couple of years. I mean, PJ Tucker, I think we can all agree, is the heart and soul of the team. And Eric Gordon, you want to talk about playoff performances. Eric Gordon has been a guy who I have no issue with him in the playoffs. He's been terrific for 2 years in a row. This guy's been good against Golden State. He basically shut down Donovan Mitchell in the first round this year. I mean, Eric Gordon's playoff bona fides are totally fine.
He's a yearly sixth man candidate.
And like, oh, by the way, if you read the story that ESPN put out there by Woj and Zach Lowe yesterday, it's not even clear that Jimmy Butler actually wants to come here.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of buried in this whole thing. It's actually not clear that Jimmy Butler is desperate to go to Houston.
So Woj reports that the Rockets are dangling Eric Gordon, Clint Capella, and PJ Tucker all out there on the market.
Yes.
For a guy that they're not even sure wants to come here. It feels somewhat like when they were going after Chris Bosh, does it not? That you're dealing off Chandler Parsons, you're making all these big drastic moves, and you're not even certain that Chris Bosh wants to come here. Ultimately, Chris Bosh did not want to come here.
It's a little like that, yeah.
Turns out he had the blood clot issue, so it might have worked out for the best anyway. Chandler Parsons, you know what? Boy, the Rockets actually did dodge a bullet and got rid of Chandler Parsons, whose knees had turned into Trace Leches.
It's a weird deal.
I mean, so anyway, but it wasn't what they wanted. He whiffed. Maybe it worked out that they whiffed. But that's what it feels like a little bit right now, just since there's two things we don't know for sure. Does Jimmy Butler really, really want to come here? Or is he maybe just using the Rockets a little bit for leverage? And two, would the Sixers be inclined to do the deal that the Rockets want to do? I feel like we're... You know when you set up the little domino game where you're about to have the dominoes fall, and you've done some kind of pattern or something?
I had a thought.
And all the dominoes are a little bit askew. Like, you're not even sure the second domino is going to hit the third domino.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Rockets have tampered with Jimmy Butler way more than the Texans have ever tampered with Nick Caserio.
Oh, it's weird because the NBA is so vigilant about this stuff.
I don't even care what text messages may exist between Bill O'Brien and Nick Caserio. I don't care if Cal McNair called Nick Caserio. What the Rockets have done in the last week has been way more tampering than what the Texans did with Nick Caserio.
Well,
like, the Rockets are making it very clear, like, they're going after Jimmy Butler. Morey's going on, you know, every media outlet possible and alluding directly to Jimmy Butler in any way that he can.
No, he's a marquee free agent.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler.
What if that marquee free agent ends up not being a... What if they've set
up... Who are they going to meet with? Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant. Maybe they're going to go to New York to Kevin Durant.
We're going
to
meet with Kawhi next week.
And look, if they do that, which, by the way, I highly suggest they do that, because then they've got plausible deniability. That's when they get to say, well, yeah, of course, I wasn't tampering. I was talking about Kevin Durant. We're going to pay $400 million in luxury tax, and we're going to sign Kevin Durant to a max contract. So... Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I think part of it, too, is that if a deal does get done with the Sixers, it's going to be because it also benefits the Sixers. Because the Sixers have to be at a point where Jimmy Butler tells them, nope, I genuinely don't want to be here. I'm not going to stay here.
And they lose him for nothing.
So then the Sixers would say, all right, well, let's work out a deal with the Rockets somehow, and that way we'll get some compensation out of it. And you do a sign and trade. So there's some reason for the Sixers to want to do the deal. Yeah, but you're right. It's not a slam dunk guarantee that it's going to happen.
And the more I think about it, the more I'm becoming skeptical about this actually being a good idea if it costs you so many players that you can't quite replace.